Blog Talk Radio.
There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Non-violence. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums!
Get up!
was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was like 6 foot nine so I could get with Leo. She could, she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. That, y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rat. I tell them, scat, skittles, the Bible. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick, sick to my stomach, overcoming my thoughts of me and us together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't that tight. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And do you want to know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, get old tight, but really though, Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people want a cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day, I'm going to have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the one year to the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies it's alive. Because it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
up, but what's your name?
Voice of Man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smart one named Wanya said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves. All I can do is say, back in the days we used to get when we played Truth-a-Dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this after me. Bye.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star.
Sipping on a cold bottle
a brewski. Gave over Swig, he passed it back to me. Right above then, a came some of the homies. Micah, Eli, PJ, Smooth, Phil, and Larry. Busted off the ice chest, Phil popped the cooler. Eli and Pete drunk brew, nothing better to do. Micah's cup, yo, was filled with bird. J Smooth had a cold glass too, you know it. Word, girls at the fitness mess repairing the food. The sky was clear and the weather was cool. Kids at the playground playing on the merry-go-round. All the cars cruising, bumping their funky sound. Cause it's Sunday, last day for a fun day. Back to business as usual come Monday. At the park, everything went real smooth. On a Sunday afternoon.
All the vipers in the park stay ill. Playing horseshoes to win the bill. The garden side of the lamp and on the grill. So now we eat. The cops cruise by looking for the booze. But what Ruben had was plain and simply apple juice. Coming up short, just like a fool. A back to his car with nothing he could do. All the cars in the parking lot, low profile. And everywhere you look, you see somebody smiling. Cars with lift rolling deep with boom and sound. It's a good time to cruise around in the parking lot where the brownies were stacking. And all the vatos were looking for some action.
We were chilling in the park, just waiting for the sun to go down.
On a Sunday afternoon.
It was me, Gyro, and the homies, a lot of shade of brown.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Well, the sun was setting and it began to get dark. And we were getting ready to leave the park. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good day.
Packed some stuff up and we was on our way. Yo, Mac and the brownies, that we all took them off at the pass. But they was all like a song as we pulled up. They were acting all shy to us. But S.A.J. wanna know who's a flyer. We found out and Jimmy Haps were passed out. Una Safaya, so hey, yo, Peps, you jacked out. Coming up short, they gave us no run. So, yo, homies, consider this a trial.
Time to cruise the boulevard. Time to have fun. Guaranteed to find a brownie while the night is young. We were rolling. Yeah, looking real smooth. Cause cruising with it is how we ended our afternoon.
Of the sun or the moon, I consume the room with doom. When I hear the kick of an 808 bass, boom, boom, bam, yeah.
it's a grand slam. Dunk, punk, get taken off the chunk.
Pull that weapon back, and you can't stop rapping. So get out of my face before I smack you, ho. Don't you know? Can't you understand? If you mess with me, I'll take your man.
Now multiply 36 to 700 an ounce. Back bag it up and make my profit. But some pussy motherfucker in office is trying to stop it.
And the bastard that's stopping the bus is the same motherfucker that delivers to us. He's playing off the cops. Triple crossing the middle, man, trying to get the smaller push a pop.
The politicians are players. Reagan and Bush were cutting tough for Noriega. Now the juices are sour. Remember, politicians mean scheming for power.
You know what a hustle is? That's a pig that don't fly straight.
Now let's go back to the past. The motherfucker who needs to be tried is Ronald Reagan's ass. Appointed Bush to the CIA. That shit was cold. Put Noriega on the payroll. All of a sudden shit changed right after 88. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't that strange? Something got going too far. But if you want to go to war, I'll take you to war.
They don't care about niggas on welfare as long as that kind ain't there.
You got my keys on a free, motherfucker. My city's under siege.
Today's special. Today's special. Today's special.
Willie D. Sellout, you can swatch that fast. Here's a hit in the head for your ass. Police brutality is now a formality. They're kicking the ass and we're paying the salary. The average cop with a badge is a bitch. Back in high school, they used to get their fucking ass kicked. All of a sudden, they're snapping necks. Putting niggas in check, making threats, saying I'm next. I laugh at a motherfucking lawman. Without the peace, bitch, you're nothing but a raw man. You couldn't hang it, we were capping our punching.
So go suck a dick and write a ticket or something.
Today's special. Today's special. Today's special. Today's special. Today's special.
Can't understand my city's under siege. Still the act, be clocking seats. Daddy cooked the bill, got a wagon riding 83. Coppers wanna play the act. Guess they think I'm playing crack. Motherfuck the 50s, they can't stop me, got my corner back. Rocks and rocks and rocks galore. I left the cut and then I swore. Never be a stupid ass. I'll never lead a cut no more. The dope game ain't no joke. Motherfuckers would die for this, they go for broke. Rock house is open and busted. And the bitch that got you busted. Pimp on me and I'll make bail. Hunt you down and kick your ass through the goalpost of hell. Or you light up on a female figure? Hell no, I fuck up just like I fuck up a nigga. Red, grab the pump. Bill, pass me my nine. Now tell them what's on your mind.
You goddamn parents are tripped. The streets got your babies cause you're full of that bullshit. You tell your kids drugs will fuck up their health. And you're geeking your goddamn self. But I won't blame it all on you. Your stupid ass teachers can suck my dick too. I walk around with a smirk. Fuck school, fuck curfew, fuck homework. That motherfucker damn cop. I never ride down the block without my gun being cocked. You won't get a chance to slay me. I won't be an accident like out of Delaney. So when you step out of line, I'm going for mine. DOA is how they pronounce you. No suspect, no motive, no clue. When you hoes say stop, I'll be damned if I freeze.
Oh,
I truly believe my city's under siege.
Today's special.
Today's
special,
brother. I'll tell you that now.
Today's special.
You're lacking something for her to go out and fuck another dude. You are
lacking
something.
Testosterone, or the mental testosterone.
There you go. There you go. You can be biggest motherfucking house.
Different.
You
know me.
And white men are feminine. You know what I mean? That's what the devil is. He's feminine. That's why. And the femininity is his weakness to succumb to evil or negativity. It's not just all homosexuality. Is a weakness. If you're weak, then you're weak to negativity. You're weak to somebody go and tempt you to do something, to rob a bank, to do it. It just deals with weakness. That's all it is. A man's supposed to be representing strength, strongness, or firmness.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. And you can't do that when a woman bring a goddamn traitor into your home. Did you know the dude that she was fucking with, brother?
What'd you say now?
He probably did.
Did you know the dude that she was fucking with?
Yeah. She
knows. Oh, my God.
Oh, hell no.
See what I'm saying, bro? No, you can't ever trust that woman, man.
I just knew him because I went to school with him back in the day.
You should drown yourself.
We from different parts of the city, you know what I'm saying?
You should castrate yourself. You don't deserve it. You knew the dude? Damn. the hell is wrong with you?
He wasn't like my buddy or nothing. It's like I wouldn't walk past him and be like, what's up?
He knew you was a sucker, man. He knew you. He know you a punk. That's why he did it. I said he
know
who you a punk. That's why he did it.
Like to this day.
He's your boy.
I don't have,
what
you talking about? But he knew him, though.
He knew you was a sucker.
He knew your personal life.
Now they got him, she got his ass babysitting.
Oh, no, she ain't got your babysitting.
She got his ass babysitting.
Yeah, I told you, huh?
She at the club. Hey, she at the club, that nigga at home babysitting.
Yeah, yeah,
God,
it's the truth. Get that out your mouth.
Hey, brother. You fed up for the program, bro.
Negative. Ain't nobody at the club.
I'm
right
here.
Oh,
there she goes. She got in there as babysitting.
Yeah.
You
need
to hang
there?
The phone up and babysit.
It's
put
right,
on
right
the
there.
Hey, hey,
put
hey,
put
hey,
the man in the house
right
on the phone.
There.
We want to hear
hey,
the man in the house. Put her on.
She's right there. Let's ask her. What would possess her to bring another man into her man's house and have sex with him in that house and be so disrespectful? Why don't she answer that for us? That's the very reason why she did it. That right there. Being disrespectful.
Why don't you just put her on for a second? Put her on. You know, you babysit.
Don't y'all have your own women to listen to? Don't y'all have your own women to talk to?
You don't
want to
put your business out there and put her on the phone, man, okay? Otherwise, you should be hanging up and babysitting. Right? I don't know how the hell you're going to do. How you going to be talking and babysitting? How you talking and babysitting at the same time? That's what I want to know. You know.
No, you know, I understand. You know what, bro? I understand that you don't want to put her on because right now I don't want to talk to her. But I tell you this, I can tell you this for sure, that right now that woman is going to pretty much become a slave to you because she's going to have guilt over her head. And that shit ain't going to last but so long before she switch up. Like I said, all of that shit,
right.
Like let's say it happened 3 months ago. For the first, month or so, she's going to be kissing your ass, cooking, cleaning, doing everything she's supposed to do, and all of that shit. But eventually that mouth is going to start back. And when you start hearing that mouth start back up, when she's running off at the mouth all the time, that's your first sign that she's doing the same shit she's been doing, but now she ain't doing it at the house. She's doing it away from the house. That woman is not going to change, bro. She is not going to change. If she do change, you know what? Let me tell you this. If let the universe calm me down a little bit, because I don't have a right to say that a person cannot change, especially if they're traumatized by some dumb shit that they do. But I can tell you this one thing. If you don't, she may change, but if you don't at least get her out of your life, when she goes that far, the least you can do, my brother, is get her out of your life for at least a couple of months and try to date another female, try to find you a real female and let her come back as a second wife or some shit, because she don't deserve to be the your first lady. She don't deserve to be your first lady. And you got her in a strong position in your life, and that is chaotic.
Hey, man, he don't have time to look for another woman. He too busy holding hands with the mother faggot that the Prince Hall lies.
No. Oh, man.
Hey,
man.
But take it. You don't hear them. You can't hear. You cannot. Can't neither one of these two cats get on the phone and be like, hey, baby, get on the phone real fast. They don't have no women. They have imaginary women.
Okay. And nobody's stupid enough but you to be sitting there broadcasting they home business before the whole BTR.
I'm real. I go through real stuff. I don't mind broadcasting. I keep it 100.
No, it degrades your masculinity for you to share this with strangers. You dig what I'm saying? Technically, we're strangers. This is on my show, I may talk about certain personal things, but when it gets to be too personal, I shut the shit off because that's not nobody's business. And what you went through with that woman, you know what I can say? Because you are so open, you might learn your lesson later not to do this shit, but you were blessed, bro, to share this one because you're confused. And had you not been open, you wouldn't have had no wise counsel coming to you. So right now it's your blessing. But in the beginning, you being so open, It is another attack on your masculinity, because real men don't handle their situations like that. They don't go talk to other men. You know, you go talk to your dad, you go talk to your uncle, or you go talk to somebody who's proven, and I'm talking about out of that Prince Hall shit. Because if you had to ride that goat, I don't know if you like one of the false Prince Hall brothers, or you one of the real, you one of them real motherfuckers, you had to do some homosexual shit. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I only do real shit.
You don't believe me. I'm just saying, if you were one of them real Prince Hall dudes, you had to be doing some homosexual shit. And there's no denying that, my brother. You see what I'm saying? That's
right.
One reason why, when it came to raise me,
we got too many preachers, and we got that, but we don't have enough people that is demonic. That's the key. It's not demonic as far as you. It's the white man's devil. This is how he views you. You get where I'm coming from? He's scared of you because he understands that you have a certain warrior energy, and you know what? This is the key. This is one thing that they don't let you know. Do you know that there's no text in Egypt, Samaria, Greek, Babylon, or none of the ancient world that talk about Christ being some Jesus loved the little children? All of the Christ from
Supreme Timeless Motion and Timeless Righteous Peace. Welcome once again. This is the Evolutionary Radio Broadcast, broadcasting live from the center of the wilderness, North America. Tonight's topic or segment name will be entitled Bobby Hemmings Prophecy. Once again, tonight's topic and segment name will be entitled Bobby Hemmings Prophecy. And always, before I get into that, I have to bring about the supreme energy and frequency from within me. The all-seeing light, the almighty truth and giver, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to us all. The divine power, spiritual and holy Father in our divine midst. The supreme being, a true and living God in the flesh, not a spook. And also in his most mightiest name, as the Almighty El Sandara, creator of all creators. In once again, our divineness and supreme greetings, mathematical science. All right, we heard Mr. Hemmings there. I really buried this guy years ago on the topic I did entitled Bobby Hemmings is a House Nigga. And I got no rebuttals, no one that came and proven what was taught on that night to be other than the truth or to be falsehood. So the truth remains supreme as always. Although you're dealing with a different era now, of this. And it's not that you can't get certain truths from individuals to build certain things within you as long as you're constantly elevating or evolving. That's the key. Because when you're stagnant, then death will creep in. And if you don't know how to evolve, because some believe they're evolving, although they're still revolving in the same circle. Because it's easy to say things differently, although in the same way. Like I can say I'm talking to you right now. I can say I'm speaking to you right now. I can say I'm communicating with you right now, or I'm trying to communicate with you. I can say many things, unspoken words. So there's many ways to describe one idea, what I'm doing. Different words, same idea. And this goes with the comedic teachings, the Isis and all these other mythological books. That's a bad thing now. When you start getting off on Greek mythology and Egyptian mythology. You know, they like talking about the Greek mythology, which is practically their entire history, other than the homosexuality. That's a fact. That the Greek freaks were indeed the biggest homosexuals ever known. And now the Western world today is rapidly surpassing that. Rapidly. Once when they fully pass this child molestation thing where they can get little boys like they did in the Roman and Greek days, where they pass little boys around like candy. Once when they get that, which they're working on it, they don't want to kill the child molesters. They don't want to, you know, they want to psychologically evaluate them and find out, you know, what triggers it or whatever else. And what they're going to come up with is the same rational rationalization for homosexuality. That is a mental illness. Or really, it's homosexuality is not considered an illness. It's a norm. So how they're going to make it a norm is going to be really interesting. Although they're in effect right now. There are certain lawmakers that are saying that, you know, it's people are born like that. There are people walking the earth that are naturally born attracted to children. Just as people who are naturally born walking the earth that are attracted to the same sex. So as I was saying, pardon me. When this is done, then they will surpass them. So when you're dealing with all these different histories, as he does, talking about Bobby Hemmings, you know, you have to decide and really weigh these things out. Because you could be repeating something repetitiously and it's really keeping the people neutralized. That's why there's no evolution. You know, after you find out, you know, you the first people, you the original people, you the gods and whatnot. You know, same thing that you've been taught for 40 years by the great teacher. He just didn't get all, you know, technical or Egyptology for you. But those who need, you know, the Egyptology and maybe the tombs and the pyramids and whatnot, helps your little pride And remember, pride is a deadly sin, because pride can blind you. I'm going to say this one more time. The reason why pride is a deadly sin is because it blinds you. And that's what most niggas that are in church, in mosques, in these lectures, you're suffering from pride. Because when you leave the meeting, you have no interest on building. You have no real interest or real concrete plan, and have no will to go in motion with that plan of taking back your planet. You're more content with the feel of it, just like in church, that this is your planet, your world, and you're the original man, and blah, 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 blah. And the white man's not what he says he is. You know, he's a skunk, a devil, a caveman, secondary, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's still ruling. You still got to get up and go to work after you put your donation in the bucket. You got to get up, go to work for white folks. So the reality still belongs to him. But meanwhile, you're so proud. It felt good, just like you went to church. You know, it felt good. You were depressed and you were going through some things. And the pastor went in there and said this and blah, blah, blah. And now you feel a little better now. You know, you all have become a druggy people, a drug people. There are mental and spiritual drugs that you can be given, because all a drug is, it is a temporary fix. It temporarily gives you a false emotional sensation, trigger from your mind, of course, through your chemistry of your body. You know, it sends off biochemistry, and it ignites things in your brain or in your mind to make it relieve of things that mentally were pressuring you from your body. You know, like people say, tranquilizer, you know, if a person's muscles are stiff or they're uptight and they take, you know, a volume, or they take certain pills that relaxes them, or people take things to help them sleep at night because they can't sleep because they're thinking about so much stuff. This is the same thing with, you know, your alcohol and drugs. And it's also the same thing with these different religions and ideologies. They are giving you a temporary fix. There's no concrete plan. There's nothing that is changing your community. When you go outside, it's the same damn thing. Somebody got shot. Your community's still fucked up. You still got, you know, niggas running around and if their pants fall off their ass. You still have ignorance around you. Nothing's changed. This is why we, you know, always shared more churches are being built, mosques, or more religion, the worse the world gets. That tells you how worth a damn religion is, because religion has not stopped the world from worsening. No religion. The more religion, the more hell the world is. So either religion is a part of the hell, or the religion does absolutely nothing, which is just as worse. Either ways, the religion is worthless. So these things of pride that you all are suffering from is really a disease. It's no different than greed. You know, greed meaning when you have more than you need, you got somebody else's. And you got wealthy people with tens and hundreds of billions of dollars down there. They want more. You know, they already got more than they need, more than their family need, more than generations of it. So they have a disease. So they're willing to make you more in poverty and to make themselves more wealthier off of your finances, off of your back. So it's a disease, and greed is also another, what they say, seven deadly sins: pride, greed, lust. Let's get to lust. What exactly is lust? Some might say, lust is extremely sexual. That's partial. Lust could be a lust for false power, a lust for ignorance. So a lot of people lust after ignorance. You love, you know, kissing up to your master. You know, I was listening to some niggas earlier today. It's that Tom Joyner. And he's talking about Obama, that he had a governor in Texas or whatnot, and the governor won't meet Obama. You know, it's the third meeting. He's called off, and he's busy, or he's got something, and he won't be able to meet the so-called president of the White House or the white man's world, the white man's house. So they mentioned some other people, and I'm sitting here saying, I said, what is these niggas have a lust to be with the man is clearly saying, you know, these people are clearly saying they don't want y'all around them. And y'all just going to force the people. You know, it's like, it's almost like forcing somebody to love you. You know, if you got a woman or a mate or whatnot, and they don't love you, you can't force them to do that. You really can't. If you do attempt to force them to love you, it's not real. It's false. And that's what you got. You got you all are so heartbreaking when you wonder why the devil still don't love you today, when it was a false thing from the get-go, because you were forcing him by marching, getting beat up in your head. The man was clearly saying, get the hell away from me, niggas. And you getting dog-sicked on you, beating the head, water-hosed, and you still kept coming. You forced the man to have to sit on the toilet with you, drink after you, which he'd rather his dog drink after him than you. You know, the dog had more rights on drinking behind him and eating behind him than you, since you had to go out back in a white restaurant. And then they did all kinds of shit to your food. You know, first of all, you had to get your food out back. And look at this is how ignorant you niggas are. So we can really see how ignorant you are today. Not only you had to get your food out back, but these people didn't wash their hands. Some of them, you know, may have scratched their balls or wiped their ass while they prepared your food, spit in it. And you still wanted to get food from these people. These are the same people didn't want you even in their establishment. They said, if you want to eat here, you get your food out back or around the back. We'll give it to you outside. You're sick. You have a lust for your master. Sexuality is nature. It's when you are overly, then you know, you're a nympho or something like that. Although none of us would be here without the sexual energy, the loins. Or without your parents, if you call it lust or whatever, your parents had to, you know, get hot and bothered or whatever to, you know, bring you about, everybody. So that's not what that means. Not entirely. Anyway, Hamburger Hammett here is a preacher. He's giving you feel-good preachings. Feel-good preachers that, you know, is soothing or finger-fucking your ego. Because some of y'all like to get finger-fucked. As the brother said, you like to play stank finger with one another. You know, finger-fuck yourself and play stank finger. That's what you like doing. So anyways, let's go on over to other parts of this class. I'll still be elaborating it. You know, the whole shebang, as usual. All right, 1 second. All right.
was that? All right, some bad static on that. Let's see. I'm going to, I guess, play some more of the finger fucking that you all, what we say here. Stank finger. Let's play some more stank finger. All right, I'll be returning. So, make sure you all pay attention. Look for truth that could be proven. You know, there's no such thing as negative truth. You know, truth's the truth. If somebody got shit running down their leg, you might say that's negative or that's not a good thing. But it's still the truth. They got shit running down their leg. So it's not a matter on what truth you like or what you don't like. The facts will still remain the facts. Because why, why, you know, you got them, you know, you're in a state of denial, and they got shit running down their leg, and you taking them to different places and things, and after a while, you start smelling shit. So, eventually, the truth gonna hit you. You know, you can try to block it out all you want. Although the truth is the truth, whether, like I said, if you like it or not. So look for truth, absolute truth, that which can be proven, and don't worry about the rest.
That in actuality, and I'm ego-tripping, literally, people around the country, books that was plentiful until I started talking about them over and over again, it became harder and harder to find. But nevertheless, we have several texts, but this one I think is the one that is quintessential to what we're talking about here. Because in this particular book, on one of the pages, and Lord knows a book this thick with about 545 pages, to close the book and lose the damn page means you gotta labor. Because the book doesn't have an index, because it's taken from ancient fragments. And somehow the book got closed on the doggone page, but I will quote it to you, because all I need to do is just show you the book. Walter Scott's Hermetica, where the Egyptians, or the Canaanites, say that their biggest problem was to create another man. That's what the Egyptians said, documented in this particular book. That our biggest problem was to create another man. Right off the Hermetic text, and now to explain something about the Hermetic text comes from is the Greek word for Tahuti. The wisdom of Tahuti is the oldest science and some of the oldest science in the world, science and sciences in the world. They go all.
Okay, let's stop there. You know, we already know who the grafted man is on the planet. Well, this fucking guy here, he's going to some Egyptian book and trying to make it look like, you know, it came from there. Or the Egyptians made, they have all kinds of mixed stuff up. Basically what it is, you know, these aging devils here are trying to block the sunlight of what we've already brought, mainly through the great teacher. Black man is God, the white man is the devil, he's a grafted skunk, he came from the caves and different things, or the grafting from black to brown, which is the Japanese man, to yellow, or the Chinese man, to the graphic Caucasian. So here he's talking about an Egypt book or whatnot. And for those who don't know the truth, the absolute truth beyond the delusion he's trying to put up there, it makes it look like the Egyptians getting credits for something that this wasn't no Egyptians that put this together. We weren't no Egyptians in that time. Egypt was done. We were not that. So, just food for thought on walking through what exactly it is that you are hearing here. Although, if you're an enemy of truth and you don't like this, then you're not going to hear this. You're going to say, well, you know, the brother's right. You know, Egypt is this and that and blah, 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 blah. That's what you're going to say. Why? Because what he's saying is what you like. You know, when people say, when people are talking to certain people and they might ask them to repeat what they said and they'll say something entirely different or they're interpreted entirely different, and then they'll say, no, that's not what I said. I said that, as a matter of fact. I say it to my daughter sometimes. Some people just make up. They have such a utopia mind in their world that they can, you know, things in their mind is not true or not there. So basically, in essence, they'll say, let me get back to that. They'll say, no, I didn't say that. You thought I said that, or you wanted me to say that. So that's in essence there. What you do with the him thing is that when you neglect the truth, this is what you want to hear. All these different things is what you want to hear. That's not the absolute. So it's just like Malcolm. You know, a lot of people wanted to hear Malcolm because they liked Malcolm. They like how his approach. They liked how articulate he was. Still today, they like Faircloud. They like how articulate he is. They like how charming he is. He's funny up there, some of them, or whatever. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being humorous with the truth or fun and mental. I'm just saying people's. That shouldn't be a person's like for a person, even if they're not speaking the truth. Because how it makes you feel, or your personal likings for them. Or they might say things that you want to hear. Some people want to hear that, you know, we need to start blaming and pointing the finger at the Caucasian and you know, trying to force it, voting and trying to force him to do, you want to hear that stuff. You don't want to hear the absolute, that separation. You don't want to hear that. What you want to hear is what you want to hear. That makes any sense. You would like to hear what appeals to your negative self. Because in order for something, this is why change hasn't come about. Because it requires a 180-degree turnaround, or we'll say 100% dissatisfaction. In order to change something, you have to be entirely dissatisfied with it in order to change it. So that's like when people that don't, you know, if they have a bell or whatnot on the door, or a doorknob, or a curtain ain't fixed. It's because they're not 100% dissatisfied. When they get tired of looking at it, they say, man, I'm tired of this doorbell hanging and it ain't working. I'm tired of it. I'm taking it down. I'm going to replace it. I'm going to fix it. Tired of your car, you know, your brakes squeaking or something going on in your car. When you get 100% tired of that noise, well, you don't want to hear it no more. You can't take it no more. Although, if you're just 70, you know, like, all right, I, you know, I don't like it, but it don't bother me that much. So you're probably 60 or 70% dissatisfied. That's not going to make a change. When you get 100 or totally dissatisfied with it, then you're going to want to change that. You're going to say to yourself, you're going to say, hey, I need to change this. I need a new battery. I need this. I need that. This is the same thing with this world. If you're not 100% dissatisfied that you want out of this, you want out of the political system, you want out of trying to make the devil do what he's not in his nature to do. You want totally out of this homosexual society and all this filth and homosexuality and freakism going on. When you entirely are against it or in opposition to it and dissatisfied with it and you want to make a change, then you would do things just like us on a day-to-day thing that stands or awakens others to support your change. May have to bring in some destruction to bring about the absolute change. Since people can't change mentally. I was thinking about that today. You know, I was rotating on, you know, the different generations of families who, you know, if it was based on a knowledge of survival, which it is to a degree, most people won't make it. Compared to the mindset of the gods and goddesses, if we just look at it, compare our children, your children. Our children are going to know how to think, how to rotate on things, how to eat and put nutrients in their bodies, eat for health, not for taste. Meanwhile, you are going to be eating horrific foods or destroying your bodies based on what tastes good instead of what's good for you. You all will be thinking on ignorance because you won't be in accord with math and science. So that means that your quality of life will be limited, if you call that quality, and you'll die at an early age. You won't have the zest that will continue your zest or your want to be here. So we would outlast you, generations. Our generations would outlive you, outthink you, and everything else of the children or the generations that we're bearing and teaching or passing on this mind. Don't forget homosexuality, too. So by the time, you know, we'll say hundreds of years from now, most of you all be gone. Karmically, you can even say. You are automatically self-remove yourself just by your way of so-called life or your mentality and thinking. This is how crucial a mind is, critical. So that's what I'm sharing there. What else we have here? I'll go on a little bit more, and if there's any comments or questions, you can do that now. If not, then we can end class a little earlier tonight. That gave me some early rest. So I have a very busy schedule. That would only, but it would make me either ways an assist. If I stay longer, then I'm assisting a mind on its learning and development. If I don't, then it's still all gravy. All right, let's get back on Hemet's Egyptology bidding. I'll return.
I know that that's the lastic suicide for most people of the collegiate world, but let's just understand that the Greek sage, that the Greek solid said that it was an Egyptian sage that talked about Atlantis. Now, Dr. Ben said that he did admit that this Greek sage, because I got the same text, talked about this Greek, this Greek philosopher talked about how an Egyptian sage or a high priest told him about Atlantis. He did admit that. He did admit that. But he just said he just don't have enough evidence on it. But there's tons of evidence on this particular information. It's just that it's found in ancient mythology. And we got to understand that mythology, which we've been duped on this one, mythology is truer than history, because mythology is mutu, divine sayings, or true sayings. Mythology is the way the ancients recorded their history. You see, their history. So there's tons of information on this this land before the flood and the land.
Good Lord. Did this guy actually say mythology is how the ancients record their history? I mean, he can't be serious. That just doesn't fit. Oh, man. Wow. I'm going to try to, hopefully I could continue on without having to stop again. This is some very interesting stuff.
There's tons of information on this particular aspect. You got all of your Vedic texts and literally your Hermetic texts. So the Hermetic text also says, quote something out of here. And so to the kinds of races of men that are birds and all the beings of the universe contain and generate individuals of like form of to their kind. And then yet there are other living kinds of living beings which are devoid of soul. Indeed, yet not without sensation, so that they are gladdened by all that does them good and suffer the pain of all that impairs harm to them. Now, this is the point I want to get here. The kind consists of all things are implanted in the soil and spring forth life, which from fixed. I'm going to get right to the point right here. I'm going to get right to the point. Let's see if it's on this page, because this is most quintessential to what I'm trying to say. Let's see if it's on another page. I want to find the right page on this thing, because it says that there are another kind of living beings which are devoid of soul. So they say that these humans, these race of men, there are races of men that the Hermetic scripture says that are devoid of soul. Is it on? That are devoid of soul. And they say that they are men with souls and men devoid of soul. Now what we're talking about here is scholarship of the highest quality, because if the European boasts on his Western education, it is the Hermeticus corpus, which is the basis of Western thought. The corpus Hermeticus, which is the wisdom of Tahuti, which is brought up by the Moors, which is also brought up later by later Europeans that got it from Latin.
Thug type. Been in prison and all that. Violent like a fight. He's like, damn, I'm glad you turned him off. I hate hearing that type. with a lot of militant, very feminist white female type, white.
That was the end of that part of that lecture. It's hard to really state the original knowledge on something when they're pretty much the same thing that I've been speaking on. That's why I don't really need to go too far in on it unless it's something that someone else is having difficulty seeing, or they need, you know, elaboration about it. Crap. I'll take a call here. All right, I got to take an emergency call. That's going to just about do it. Everybody, hopefully, learn something here. And should be back on again tomorrow evening. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to go into. Although, should be posted sometime tomorrow. All right, with that said, righteous power and timeless motion.